Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, February 21st. We are back with you here. Danny is holding her mics on her lap because we reconfigured the mics here, and it turned out a little bit too high for her.
Yeah,
because
I'm short.
Well, I don't know if you're short, but...
I'm so short.
You are short.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm only 5'1".
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I think my daughter's about the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you, like, eat well when you were growing up? I mean, do you think that had something to do with it? Because my daughter, in the beginning, hated to eat.
Really? No, I love to eat my whole life.
Really?
You know,
not like
my dad.
That. Not like that. You're going to have to bring it up. You're going to have to bring it up because you need to talk from there.
Like that?
There you go. It sounded muffled.
This is so uncomfortable, but you
can,
Sam.
No, but move over to the like this, so then you can see
like
me.
This?
Yeah, yeah.
What were we even talking about?
Did you eat a lot when you were growing up?
No, I did, but my mom's short. My dad's tall.
Really?
And my brother's tall.
Oh.
And me and Gabby are short.
Oh, both of you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
she's
well,
like a half an inch taller than me.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, mm-hmm. you're twins and everything.
Yep.
But it's very interesting because I don't know if it's true or not, but I think because my daughter didn't like to eat when she was a kid.
Like at all?
So maybe she didn't get enough nutrition. I don't know.
Like she didn't like to eat vegetables or at all?
At all. You know, I mean, we'd go to McDonald's. Even she liked McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
She wouldn't even finish the hamburger. You know, she would finish. She always left part of the food on her plate.
That's so, so funny.
Right? So
especially
I don't know if that had to do with it.
Like,
that's why I was wondering about you. You know, if you also didn't eat, maybe it stunted the growth or something.
Is your son tall?
Yes. He's taller than me, actually. He's not that tall, but taller than me.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're not that tall either.
No. Yeah. I'm right on the edge there.
Yeah.
But at any rate, yeah, I mean, people that come from where I come from, not a lot of tall people in the Middle East.
Yeah, the Middle Eastern guys I've dated have been really short.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, many of them are. I don't know. Maybe in evolution, we didn't need to reach the trees there.
Have you ever heard of short man syndrome?
No.
No, never?
No.
It's usually
that?
When you're like a mean guy because you're pissed you're short.
There's probably some people like that.
No,
you know?
Dead serious. Every guy I've ever dated has been an asshole. I'm like, oh, it's because he's short.
Yeah, right? Okay, well, they have...
You're not an asshole, Sam.
No, I'm not short. I'm just like right there, you know? But usually I go to the room, most people are taller than me.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I have other... traits that are good, so there you go.
Yeah,
you know? I'm not gonna let that bother me.
No, I
never
wouldn't
had
either.
To worry about my height, so what the hell, you know. So my daughter is very short, very tiny, also, and you just have to live with that, I guess. I don't think it bothers her at all, you know.
No.
Does it bother you?
I don't think women care if they're short. I think men care more than women do.
Probably, you know.
Yeah, like I don't care. Plus, my feet are small. I wouldn't want to have
many
big
men
feet.
like tiny women and stuff, mm-hmm. you know. So,
but a lot of men like tall women too.
Right?
So
kinda
sucks.
Oh well.
Yeah. On
so
to
you
the next.
Can't get
Bye-bye.
Those. You can't get those, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's always weird because I always see women that are like 5'8", 5'9", and I'm like, your feet are so big.
Yeah.
They're
well,
so
it has
big.
To be to hold that height.
I know, but it's still like they're wearing like a size 14. It's like so crazy to me.
Yeah. Our visitors are laughing their asses off. I don't know why. We're not that funny. But we do have two special guests and we'll bring them on in just a moment. The biggest headline I've ever seen on CNN.com says walkout. And
walkout of what?
The students in Florida are walking out of their schools so they'll be heard to identify with the shooting victims.
No, I commend them for what they're doing, but I don't think it's going to have any long-lasting effects.
Well, maybe it will, you know. And you never know. When politicians look at this and they go, well, maybe we should take it seriously now, you know.
I mean, after, like, the 20th school shooting, you would think that they would say, well, maybe we should take this seriously, and they haven't, so.
Right. Well, maybe now they will. I mean, because in Florida right now, I guess they're saying no decision on guns, but they want to ban porn.
In Florida?
Yeah, porn is dangerous, they say.
What?
So, there you go, you know.
I feel
mean?
Like most porn stars are from Florida.
many, no, they're not from there, but it's become sort of like the second capital
of
where, of where they make them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, right? Well, maybe that's why they want to ban it.
Maybe.
Because it's going down, like the basement.
But yeah, I mean, but to say it's dangerous, come on, it's existed for centuries, you know?
I mean, they should definitely be focusing on gun control before porn.
I wonder what they did like 200 years ago. Not 200, but I meant like 1,000 years ago.
Before
like
porn?
Before porn. What did they do for entertainment?
They went to like brothels.
Yeah, they just participated in everything, right?
Like they would go
like
to bunny
Rome,
ranches.
They'd have these orgies and all that stuff, you know?
Ugh. God.
Yeah.
Have you ever done an orgy?
No, no, I can't say I have.
Are you lying?
No. I wanted to try it once, but no. I
have you ever been to a bunny
close.
Ranch?
I've been no, but I've been to a swingers place in.
So how does that work?
In Vegas.
Like you just go in with your.
But you
like
gotta
your date?
You gotta bring a partner with you. Yeah, but at the time that place. Allowed some single men to go in.
Yeah.
So I had to check it out, right?
Yeah.
It was a nice experience.
Have you ever been to, what's it called, a glory hole? Glory
no,
holes?
I'm not going to glory holes.
No, I think that might be a gay thing.
That's going a little too far. Well,
yeah,
not if
hair,
it's a woman there.
No, no, no. It's, I think it's usually men.
Oh, gay do gays do
my
that.
My hairstylist
yeah.
said the biggest one is in West Hollywood.
Oh, there.
It's
the,
like 50
they
bucks.
They still have them?
Yeah.
Really?
He went like a couple
disgusting,
weeks ago.
Disgusting, man. That's gross.
He said you pay 50 bucks to get in.
Uh-huh.
And then you just walk around and like stick like your dick in holes.
In a hole, and somebody takes care of
but
it.
But they have workers
but
there.
But you don't know who.
Yeah, no, like you have no clue.
I know.
At all. But then terrible. He said that they have like these swings where you can get like tied up.
Uh-huh.
And you just hang there
so
for like 5 hours.
So it's like kind
hours.
Of a dungeon type
like
of thing.
You basically pay for what you want to do in there.
Yeah.
Like 50 for like being hung from the ceiling, 30 to just stick your dick in a hole.
So they have a menu of all these things, right?
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
I know. Wow.
I just feel like, how do you leave there and feel good about yourself?
Well, people do, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, they can count down till next weekend, like, pick you up next weekend at 7, Jerry.
Right.
Can't wait.
And especially after you, like, after you come, all right?
Yeah, like, where do
you right, we, after so that, you don't want to even, you hate yourself
no,
anyway.
Keep, he says he keeps going.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're there for, like, hours.
Oh, well, I don't know who those people are.
Mm, yeah.
Not my kind of people.
No. I was like blown away when he told me this. I didn't really know how to react. I think my mouth was probably open.
Yeah.
In disgust.
Wow, that's pretty
but
heavy.
It's like hidden, I guess. You have to like find it in the yellow pages.
Yeah. But it also isn't it important that usually I mean not important but interesting that many of these people could be your neighbors, could be people, could be me.
Yeah, you
know?
Have no idea.
You don't know what people
you
do
could
behind
wake up
closed
and
doors.
Cross the hall as lawyers. They could be doing it.
Exactly. You don't know when. You don't know what they're into, dominatrix and all that kind of stuff. You
yeah,
know?
And it's always the ones that have like the most professional jobs that are the most fucked up, I feel.
Yeah.
Like if they work like a 7 to 5, they're doing some weird shit when they get home.
Yeah, and they're saying also like people in control like to switch the control to another person.
So they're submissive.
So they go to the dominatrix and stuff like that, and she beats the shit out of them. And people enjoy this.
Have you seen the show Billionaires?
No.
No, never?
No.
Sam, like...
You know I don't
really
watch much TV.
It.
I know. I'm telling you, my TV's always on the news, and that's it. And I walk by there and hear the news.
There's a lawyer on that show who's... I think his wife is... a dominatrix on the side. So every time he comes home from work, she like beats the shit out of him. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then they just go downstairs and have dinner with their kids. Like he didn't just step on his freaking hands with your heels, but it's fine.
Yeah. Well, we're definitely blowing away our guests here that we're not prepared for this kind of talk. We're going to bring him in right now. And we're joined by Heidi and Craig. Do you want to give out your last names? Because I don't remember your last name, Heidi.
My last name is Hilton.
Hilton.
Yeah.
Heidi Hilton. There you go.
Double
Craig.
H.
And right? Craig?
Coughlin.
Coughlin. Okay.
Oh, you guys aren't married.
I'll try to remember.
We are not married.
Oh.
No, they work together, right?
We do.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So
this has been a really interesting conversation as
right?
I've been sitting here, yes.
Can you flow right into it?
You know what? I might have something to add. So.
All right.
Add it on in.
We're listening, you know.
Oh, man.
So you guys are currently visiting from out of town. Where are you guys from?
Michigan.
Michigan.
I dated a guy from Michigan once.
Where in Michigan? What part?
Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids. He was from Grand Rapids too.
Really?
Uh-oh, this is this is getting dangerous now.
Yeah. Small world, right?
He was cute.
Did you grow up there in Michigan, or did you move there from somewhere else?
From Michigan.
Yeah, and you too, Craig?
Yeah,
you
always were
born
been there.
Really?
Yeah.
And you never wanted to leave?
No, I do now. I want to come here.
Okay, you want to move here?
Yeah.
I feel you.
That's what we were talking about before, because her son moved here, and now she's got a reason to move, right?
I do.
How old's your son?
25.
Okay, so is he like, nah, Mom, don't come?
Oh, he wants me out here.
Oh.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. That's how I feel. I'm trying to convince my whole family to pack their shit.
Well, first you got to make your first million to convince him.
I'll be dead
that
then.
It's worth it.
That'll never happen.
You don't know that.
I think he just wants me to come out here because I'm a good cook.
Oh, my God. Can I have some food, too? Can I come over for dinner as well?
So. That's cool. No, but you got to be happy. My kids, I don't know if they would move. Well, actually, I would move to be with them, but that's what you're doing, actually.
Would they move for you?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know if they would, but then again, her son didn't move for her either. So I'm mixing up the two things. Forget about it, okay?
How long has he been here?
Almost a year now.
Okay, he loves it?
Yeah, he does.
What does he do?
Well, he's an aspiring actor.
Okay, that's what we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not an aspiring actor.
You should have acted.
Maybe, but I have a hard time being somebody else. I like myself too much.
I'm the same.
I can play myself. Can you imagine trying to be somebody else in front of a camera? I don't know I can do that. Maybe
sometimes
I could if I learned.
I wonder that too. I'm like, I feel like I could act, but I'm just like, I wonder if I could. Because sometimes in the shower, I'd be picturing stuff and I could cry on cue.
Right.
But I don't know if I could actually do that in front of a camera.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
I probably could.
It's a good mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? Sometimes I wonder about all these love scenes. I mean, these people, even when there's people watching and you're getting directions and everything, but still, you look at love scenes and you go, wow, you know, I mean, you got to do this in front of people.
Yeah, it looks real.
Yeah. So how can he possibly be married to someone whose work requires him or her to do that, right? That's why I think they marry within the industry. So they both are jealous.
Look at what happened with Angelina Jolie and Jennifer Aniston and Angelina. They were both in Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt, and then Angelina came in and just stole her man.
Right.
And then they got divorced. Karma's a bitch, huh?
Right. Yeah, that's true. It does happen. But, how can you not? You know, you do a scene with someone, you kiss them, you know, sometimes naked, whatever. Craig is where did
naked?
I end up here, man? I didn't even realize what kind of show this is. Thought we were going to
I don't think they're fully naked, politics. Though, to be honest. Like, the guys are supposed to wear socks, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they probably do, but still, you know. Look at a kiss. Sometimes when... Because I
really
watched
passionate.
The movie last night. Yeah, and
50
they were
Shades?
Kissing. No. Totally the opposite. I watched Prometheus. Have you ever seen that?
I've never even heard of it, no.
It's like... Do you know the movies, the Alien movies?
Like Alien vs. Predator?
Yeah, or before
Please don't
that,
tell me you Alien. Watched two aliens kissing and that's what you're comparing
no,
to.
No. Listen, I'm trying to tell you it's that kind of a movie. It's a space movie.
Yeah.
But there was a love scene there between the guy and the girl.
Because they're about to die, right?
Something like that, yeah. But they were like an item, so... I'm sitting there and I'm going, God, they're really like getting to the kiss here and stuff,
right.
You know? So I don't know how you can act that, right?
I mean, I could pretend to kiss someone, I think, right?
Yeah.
No, but
do it without really having any emotion.
I think it would be hard if you had no attraction to them.
Right. That's why they usually pick really handsome and beautiful ones, so you'd be attracted to them, not have a problem with it or whatever. I'm just kidding. Look, actors will do anything you tell them to do. I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They're actors, you know. So, cool. So, back to Grand Rapids.
And back to Grand Rapids.
So, you grew up there... did you go to school at all after high school? Or
I did.
Uh-huh. Where did you go?
Graduated from Aquinas College, and I got my master's from Davenport University.
Really? And where's Davenport?
That's in Michigan, too, right?
Yeah, Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking Davenport somewhere else.
It sounds like a city, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Like somewhere else. Like something being Rhode Island or something.
I'm not as prestigious as Craig, though. He went to U of M. So.
Oh, yeah?
What's that?
I'm a Wolverine.
You're Wolverine, yeah. So Columbia?
I think the guy I dated,
Columbia,
because he used
University
to have a jacket like that. I'm not kidding.
Well, that's just the brand of the.
Oh, that's the brand.
That's so Columbia.
Okay,
that's a jacket brand.
So what's the university now? Tell us the full name. So
University of Michigan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
See, he's gotcha. One of those people.
Yeah,
one of those.
You see us around.
Yeah, and what did you take in college in undergrad?
I was kind of stupid. I thought I was going to law school, so I was political science and economics.
Really?
Double concentration.
I thought I was going to law schools, too. It just didn't happen.
Yeah. Did it interest you, though? I mean, that while you were there taking the political science?
Oh, yeah.
That.
Political science was interesting, and I thought law school was interesting, but then, you know.
Oh, did you go?
No. All the people I hung out with that were going to be lawyers, I couldn't stand them.
So you were like, I can't do this?
Yeah, this is the wrong crowd to be with. Well, I appreciate you notice that, you know, because otherwise you'd end up in a field that you don't like, feel like you don't belong, and then you'd have to start over.
I think a lot of people do it for the money, too. Lawyers make a lot of money.
Well, they do in the beginning, and then many of them just burn out. They say, that's not what I want to do. I can't tell you how many people I've met who were lawyers, and then they decided to do something else. They decided, hey, that's not for me.
I know. I was so close to living that life. And then I actually lived with someone in San Jose, and she was a lawyer, and she just, like, had no time to do anything. She was always working.
Right. That's too much.
And I was like, I don't want to do that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, cool.
Now I'm poor, so that's cool. Should have stuck to being a lawyer.
All right. So, no lawyer in this lifetime for you, right? No.
Maybe I'm too old now. When am I going to go to law school? So I'm 35. Then become a lawyer at 40.
Do you believe that at 29, she constantly says how she's old and her opportunities are over?
I'm almost 30.
It's just starting. Okay, you don't understand.
This is the magical age of 30. It's awesome. See, now you know exactly what you want to do.
I have no clue what I want to do.
You see, the thing is, in theory, in the 20s, you party and you try to figure out what you're going to do.
I know.
And by 30, you start doing it.
I almost envy the 20-year-olds that knew exactly what they wanted to do at like 23.
But not everybody's like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, some people really succeed later in life.
Yeah. I think that's going to be me.
I don't know. If you sit around.
Damn!
If you sit around, you will.
Oh,
but no,
thanks for the words of encouragement. Now back to you guys.
Yeah. No, I feel you need some guidance.
I do. Yeah. Are you going to help me?
You need a carrot and a stick, you know?
Have you seen 13 Going on 30, the movie?
Yes, I have.
Okay, I always think in my head because I'm almost 30. 30, flirty, and thriving. I literally say it like every day until I turn 30.
Well, so Heidi, so what do you do there in Grand Rapids? I mean, to fill your day and everything.
Oh, I have several things that I occupy my time with.
Really? Well, do you care to share?
We've got Milestones Radio, which keeps us pretty busy. And
what is that? A show or a station?
Show.
Or? Oh, so you have a radio show there?
What's it about?
Good people doing great things.
Oh, that's cool.
See, we need to get together.
I know.
Yeah, do great things together.
I know, for sure.
Yeah.
Anything that has to do with animals, I'm down.
Okay, awesome. I'll remember that.
So that's cool. And then what else? What else do you like to do?
We are family officers, and we help. We're like the quarterback of a football team. So we coordinate with the lawyers and financial advisors and help to manage people and guide them through their big decisions in life and make good choices about their money.
Okay. Cool.
So like financial advisors a little bit.
Yeah.
Backgrounds in finance, but I don't
more
really...
like life-based, right?
Yeah, it's...
Like,
it's
don't like go down that path.
Yeah.
It's a dark one.
Yeah.
I really like to focus on our radio show more than anything else.
Right.
Just because of the directions that it takes us in. Well, everybody wants to be a good person doing great things.
Yeah. I would hope so.
Yeah.
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 No one says, I want to be a bad person when they wake up in the morning, except for serial killers. There really hasn't been that many serial killers lately, right?
I don't know.
Like, not since, like, the 70s. It's so weird.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think there's been some that they found that just didn't become, like, a big deal. But
then they weren't serial killers.
It was in the maybe in the news for a few minutes, but that's
and then
it.
Nobody cares.
Because I remember, they find sometimes they find like they arrest a guy and then they find that he's killed like so many before.
Right.
They never even attached to him, you know. So that's a serial killer.
Well, they arrested a serial killer in Florida like a month ago, but he was like what are they called? A vigilante. His girlfriend got raped.
Oh, so he went out and started killing
people. He killed
her
rapist and then just went around and killed, like, all sex offenders. Oh, my God. And then he finally got caught, and he's like, I'd do it again. Well, I'm like, all right, you go. V for Vendetta.
Yeah. Do they have any crazy people in Grand Rapids?
Oh, they're all over the place.
Really?
Grand Rapids is, like, the nice area of Michigan, not the hood.
No, it's not the hood, but...
Yeah, because I've been to the hood of Detroit. I've been to Detroit.
Really?
Yeah. I hosted a party there once. I was like, yo, I'm out of here.
That's not very pretty, you say?
No, it's beautiful. No, I mean, at night, I'm like, woo.
You're scared.
Scary. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember, I mean, it's true, but Detroit, I remember we came here to visit when I still lived in Israel. I was 15 years old. We came to visit the States, and we stopped in Detroit because I guess our friends had some family there, so we decided to stop in Detroit. My God, was it scary. And I guess we ended up right downtown at night, and there's not much going on, you know, just like... It's you and the criminals out there.
I mean, I don't really know much about it, but the nightclub that I hosted a party at, there was like gunshots and everybody had to run out. And I was like, I'm not doing
that. That is scary.
Yeah. But that was just scary. One bad experience. So, I mean, I definitely go back. I'm willing to try everything three times.
Yeah.
So I got two more times in Detroit before I cut it off my list.
They're trying to fix Detroit quite a bit. They're doing a lot of rebuilding. Yeah.
That's important. Very important.
Yeah. So, you guys do the show together.
We do.
Yeah. You don't talk much. You're very quiet.
Well, it's kind of interesting because most of the time, we don't normally have four people on the radio.
Yeah.
So it's one of these dynamics where I'm like, okay.
Where can I chime in?
Right.
Just chime in at any time.
Yeah, exactly. Don't wait. I mean, on radio, that's one thing you have to remember. And especially, when you have several people, there's a conversation. So you just jump in. Nobody's going to. It's just being nice, Midwestern guy, gentleman, and he doesn't want to interrupt the conversation. No, but you're definitely here to talk, and so feel free. But my question was, we were talking about Detroit and everything and how they're cleaning it up and all that, and you're gonna give it two more chances.
I'll probably never go back, but if I were, I'd give it another shot for sure.
So tell me something, do you ever get used to the cold there?
You know, there was a T-shirt that I got when I was in college, and it was just black, and on the front of it, and it just says, "I'm fucking cold," Ann Arbor, Michigan. I think it just depends. If you're into winter sports, then it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
right.
But if you're not, you can't wait till the sun comes back.
Yeah, I went in the summertime, so it was beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hear many people move here because of the weather. And I go, well, but you grew up and you were born and you grew up in cold weather. Don't you get used to it? They go, you never do.
Mm-mm.
Wow. No, I don't get used to the cold. I've been trying to get out of Michigan for quite a while now.
Really?
So what's the, are you trying to move to California too? Because you got to take the show on the road, obviously, right? He's like,
I don't know. Nothing's out of the realm of possibility, But
you love yourself some Michigan, huh? You're wearing the sweater today and everything.
Yeah, Michigan's great, especially in the summer. But, I think, my wife would love to come out here if, she said, hey, if you could make
something
work.
Yeah, so you could talk her into it.
Yeah.
Right.
We got some big projects that we're working on right now that will bring us out here quite a bit. So I've already committed to coming out once a month now for a week. So.
Yeah.
Right. So we're rolling.
That's good. You got a nice radio voice.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And they got the Midwestern accent to go
with
it.
I don't hear any accent at all.
Oh, I do in both of them, Midwestern accent.
Not at all.
Sure.
Maybe because I'm from Boston and I don't really notice accent, like, at all.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe I just hung out with too many Midwesterns.
Yeah. I feel like they just sound like they're from the East Coast.
Yeah.
I don't know. The only accents I really notice if they're from down south, and then I'm like, I can only do this for an hour or so.
The thick ones, yeah.
Yeah,
the
I'm like, whoa.
One, yeah. That's tough.
It's weird how you can have an accent living somewhere.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's a dialect of how people grow up talking, you know. Yeah.
So if you decide to move and you don't, then you're going to have to like have a goodbye show, or are you going to do it remotely? Is it filmed? Do you guys film it?
We don't film.
Okay.
We're just audio. We can do it remotely.
Yeah.
But like I said, we've got some big projects that we're working on, and you have to come out here.
Right.
So
is it like volunteer projects?
No. Actually work projects.
Well, volunteer, but what am I looking for? Like charitable causes or something?
Yeah,
like that?
We do a lot of funding for charities.
Yeah.
How hard is that? I mean, to get money from people to do something, that's got to be pretty hard, right? Raising funds.
I guess it depends on the person.
Right.
It's not hard
so
for
it's
you.
Easy for you.
It's easy okay, for me. Well, that's why I do
all
it.
All right, Heidi. Heidi, I need about $500,000. Can you raise that for me?
Me too. Me too. Can we get some?
I only asked for $500,000. I'm not asking for too much, you know? But, no, it's good when you're able to talk to people and get out there and everything.
I think it's all about personality, too, right? I feel like you got positive vibes. People would be like, all
yeah,
right.
I like to be positive. That's yeah,
sure.
Good
sure.
energy about you guys. That's mm-hmm. awesome. How long have you guys known each other? How did you meet? How long ago?
6 years ago.
6 years ago? And how did you meet? Like at work or something? Or
go ahead, Craig.
It?
You can tell the story.
Yeah, go ahead, Craig.
Well, yeah, it was at work. We actually didn't know each other. She got hired in where I was in the same office. And mm-hmm. then one of the guys at the office, we had to take a trip down to Florida for some type of a gathering that we had down there. And guys are like, hey, this person Heidi, we're going to put you guys on the same plane. Would you, kind of take care of her type of thing?
Be nice,
right? So we were just talking about this the other day because it was kind of funny because she said, I remember the first time we talked on the telephone and you said, we hadn't even met and you're like, well, are you good looking? And I just started laughing. Like, that actually wasn't me. That was another guy in the office sitting right there. I'm like, oh, thanks a lot.
And my answer was, well, my husband thinks I'm good looking.
Oh, my God.
So she established the line right there. And then. That's awesome. So you were working together for a while in the same office?
Yeah.
And so that's cool. You developed a friendship.
Yeah.
They're like looking at me like. Yeah.
They're like kind of.
Yeah. Well, what did you develop then? I mean, you're both married.
I think
what
it's called mutual respect, I think it
yeah.
is, you know?
All right. So you would call each other friend? I mean, I think at this point.
Do you guys
you
like
would,
go to
right?
each other's family barbecues and stuff?
You know what? I
do
invite Craig
those?
All the time, but he
doesn't
me.
Show up.
No, he doesn't show up.
That's so funny. I don't think Sam would show up to mine either if I had a party.
Do what?
I don't think he would show up to my party if I had one either.
Of course I would.
No,
are
you
kidding
wouldn't.
Me? I'd be the first one there. Why do you think I wouldn't?
I feel like you'd be like, yes, I'm coming, and then you wouldn't come.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
I mean,
Craig
my
will show
my
up if I give him a lot of alcohol.
Jack
Daniel's bottle.
Do you seriously? you seriously think my co-host would invite me to a party?
I'm just messing with you, Sam. I feel
you
like
are
for sure. Yeah,
with
you
me.
Would definitely come.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm never gonna have a party. You're gonna have a party. Hopefully in the next 2 weeks, if
yes,
we can start
yes,
planning
we'll
it.
Have one. Yeah.
You. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can imagine
just
the parties you
it.
Would have would be a lot wilder, though.
Well, that's because I'm like 25, 26 years younger than you.
Right.
27.
Oh, my God. You did the math. I was hoping you wouldn't.
Like, he wants to have his 10-year anniversary party here at the office. And I was thinking, like, we should go to, like, Crazy Girls or something.
Yeah, right. Well, like a strip
that
club.
Would, yeah, that would be fun. Can you imagine? We invite all our every guest you've ever had. Rent it out for like 3 hours and just see where it takes everybody.
Well,
hey, I think that would be really fun.
Yeah, he wants to have it here. He wants to do a brunch here. I'm like, first of all, everybody works. It has to be on like a Saturday.
It is a Saturday.
Or a Sunday. Sunday would be cooler.
I don't think Sunday people.
Sunday for
people
sure
make
people
plans
would come.
On Sunday. I think Saturday is the best.
Okay, fine.
Well,
Saturday.
That was what we've done in the past, but we'll take a poll, okay?
Who are you going to take a poll with?
You.
Yeah, exactly. I win. Just let me plan it. I'll party plan it.
Okay. I'll let you do it.
So we're going to the strip club.
Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully you're going to be here.
Yeah, one less thing for me to do.
No, seriously. Because I'm like, Sam, are you really going to plan this? His 10-year was on February 4th.
4th, right. And we still haven't had the party.
And you still haven't had the party. It's almost March 4th.
I'm like that in that way. What can I do?
You gotta. That's a good way to see... who actually is loyal to you, because you go through your entire email and invite everyone you used to have on the show and see who shows up.
Yeah. Do you know how many people I must have had on the show? I mean, think about it. Let's say an average of, although I do the show five times a week, let's say an average of three.
Yeah.
Right? So in a month, that's 60 people that I meet. For the month, right. 60 people.
60 times 12.
Yeah, right?
I don't know what that is.
720.
Damn, you are good at some math, Sam.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
And then you multiply that by 10 years. So 7,000 people I met.
Mm-hmm.
That's
been
cool.
On the show.
So we rent out a spot that can fit five.
How is that possible? You know?
Think you're rocking about it, though. Sam. You're rocking it.
I rocked it.
I think it'll be fun. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys will be here. When's the next time you're coming?
End of March.
Okay, we'll throw another one for you guys.
Well, we should do it end of March anyway, because we need like 3 weeks to plan.
Yeah, I'll be
is that how
then.
Long you need to plan?
Yeah,
a party?
You
Why?
Can't just plan a party in 1 week. We've
really?
Got to send out invites.
Right.
I'm going to dedicate some time to this for you. It's okay. going to be the best part. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I'll help you, okay?
Thank you. Awesome. Have you ever seen J-Lo's wedding planner?
Yes, I
okay.
did.
I was like,
yes.
Does anyone watch anything in this office? I always wanted
I
a party
have seen
plan.
That.
Me and my sister together, we can throw a party.
Yeah.
Decorations and all. I got yeah. this. You good. I won't do it at a strip club. I might hire some strippers, though.
Well, no, I'm not going to a strip club, and we don't need strippers here. Come on.
We're I'm gonna, joking.
It's a family event.
I know.
No, I know you're joking.
I'm
but
joking.
Still,
but we should
event.
Do it at a venue.
So maybe
venue.
We'll do it at night, and we'll do it just for adults, you know?
No, you think of bring kids.
The, okay, what do you think all the... Okay, okay, most people are not going to come to a freaking strip club. Okay, we have like decent people here.
They would. They would. I really just want to throw it to prove
right.
me wrong.
Okay, let's see who comes and who doesn't.
Okay, well, maybe we'll do my welcoming party as a strip one and yeah. the anniversary as something different.
Okay. We do have a show with porn stars here. Maybe they'll come for sure. They'll feel right at home in a strip club.
They're going to get so mad that you just said that. But
why?
It's fine.
But that's what they would do.
Yeah. I mean, porn yeah. and stripping is two different things.
No, you want to bet that many of them do both?
Oh, yeah, possibly. True.
Many of them do both. Believe me, I know what's going on in the porn industry because we have a couple of shows
yeah.
here.
Yeah, we had
So I talked to the people. You
we
know,
had a porn
know
star a couple weeks ago, and some guy called me and like... freaked out on me. Remember that, Sam?
We had a porn
That was my first week ever.
Who did we have here that was a porn star?
Melissa.
Oh, well, I don't look at her as that because she was a porn star, but in the 90s.
Yeah.
That was some time ago.
Yeah,
you know?
Her friend called and like ripped me a new asshole.
Yeah, that's
I was
true.
I just said I wouldn't date a porn star.
Right. And then she said, and then we try to find out what her price would be.
And I said $1 million.
$1 million. So he calls in, he goes,
no
know,
one's
nobody's
paying $1 million.
Nobody's paying you $1 million. But that's okay, because he wanted to hurt you, and he didn't let him. So,
no.
Yeah.
And if I sold my vagina online, someone would pay $1 million for sure.
Probably. Even 110%. More than that. There's people with a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some girl got her vagina stitched back
like
up and is reselling it as a virgin, and she got like $3 million.
Really?
Yeah, no
by,
joke. This
by
was like
some
a,
sheik or something, you know?
Someone from out of the
yeah,
country.
Yeah, that's what it usually
But she like
is.
Wasn't a virgin. She just sewed her vagina back.
Right, but to him it was good enough. You know, I mean, think about it. For,
who would
for
come up with an idea like that?
Someone right. who really needed money.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I wonder how much the government takes when you make $3 million. Right? Because they're like,
Craig,
bitch, we know.
What's the cut on that?
Are you in the 15% bracket or 35%?
Did this happen in California or another state?
I think it was, I know it was somewhere on the East Coast. I want to say it was like New York.
Did she incorporate that vagina?
I don't know. That's a good question. Probably
well,
did.
You get lawyers here or wannabe lawyers.
Yeah. So, what were you guys doing when you were working together? Finances or?
Yep.
Are yeah. you guys still doing yeah. finances during the day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you love it or hate it?
I'd rather be doing other things.
Yeah.
It depends on the day, you know.
Yeah.
Some days it's nice, and other days it's a pain in the ass.
Like, do you do people's taxes? Like, do they hit you up? Come now. Like, it's tax time, right? Almost.
Yeah.
We send them to a CPA.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
we get calls on it, but we don't do taxes.
Gotcha. Right. I don't really know anything.
So
about
what do you
finances.
Do more, like investing and stuff like that, like
investment state,
banking and
state
stuff
planning.
Like that. Oh, wow.
Cool.
So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound interesting, but it sounds pretty cool, you know, like something to do. It's just that we are like, When you're here in L.A. and you're in entertainment, you can't think of yourself going to an office 9 to 5, mm-hmm. although I did it for years, but I hated it, you know?
What did you do, Sam?
Accounting. I've done graphics, you know, a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Animation.
I can't
believe
it.
Although all that
office.
Stuff I did by myself, but I also had to work with people.
Yeah.
And in companies sometimes. When it was my business, I loved it, you know, but when you have to go, like I did accounting for a while, you know, go there for a year, 2 years, and you go, God, how can I do this every day, you know? But if you find something to challenge you at your job, then you're going to make it, right? I mean, you can't like, go in every day and do the same freaking thing.
Mm, yeah, that's how I felt. Mm. I was an insurance broker for so long, and I was yeah. like, I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Like well, I think one of the reasons why we started the radio show, one reason was because we were switching things up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes life interesting.
Yeah, for sure. And you have, do you do it once a week or how many times can people listen?
Usually it's once a week, but I think that, Sam, we talked about doing twice a week.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so we want to tell you that they're going to be joining us too.
Okay.
And bringing their show to the station.
To
stuff,
talk radio.
Which is amazing.
Yeah,
yeah.
For sure. And so, then more people will listen from different states, too, right? Well, yours is probably worldwide now, too, right? Or is it just for Michigan?
Right now, we're just local, but joining Sam here will be more worldwide.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
So
definitely.
That's what we want
to
do.
That's the thing to do, you know? I mean, think of all your fans. If we were just at a local station, they would never hear us, you know? And here you have the
internet.
They
might, though.
Everybody, how?
Because they just follow me wherever I go.
No, but if they didn't have the if they were not in that city.
Oh yeah, no, okay, yeah, that's what you're saying.
Unless so, like, they streamed online, which is what we do anyway.
Yeah, like we took phone calls last week, and we had a call from multiple calls from Canada.
Canada and stuff.
One from like England or London or something.
Yeah, people are all over the place, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. So that's cool. So how's your show going to be formatted? Who's going to want to listen? Great.
Back to you, Craig.
All right. Yeah. Hey, way to put me on the spot.
you're on the show. Everything's going to put you on the spot.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think people are interested in some good things that are going on, some positive things, you know?
Right.
It seems like, you know, we hear all the time, it's like, I don't even watch the news anymore because there's nothing
I don't watch
there.
The news either.
Too depressing,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And we bring people on that have personal stories that are, you know, I call them feel-good stories, and they have an organization that they're representing. And, yeah, a lot of times they're looking for money, but they have a good reason for it.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I think those stories about, you know, what people are doing and how they're trying to help society, how they're trying to help their communities is
very
not
cool.
A bad thing
so
to
inspiring
about.
Stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many bad things in the news right now, politically. You know, we were just talking about serial killers, things like I mean, people want to hear something good.
Yeah.
It's refreshing to them. That,
yeah.
You know, so.
Because if you do watch the news, it literally. Maybe one out of the 20 stories that they tell is positive.
Right.
The rest is just like, and today on 405, a terrible car accident. I'm like, whoa.
It's what they sign off with. That's the only positive thing usually that they're
right. Doing. But I mean, you go, you look on a news site, and all they have is Trump challenges Sessions to investigate Obama. You get the students walking out. You mm-hmm. get guns. You get mm-hmm. all this stuff, you know, and then suddenly you get like the Black Panther. You go, oh, cool. You know, I mean,
right.
something to smile about.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
uplifting, inspiring. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
good.
But everything, every headline here is bad. You know what I'm saying? Negative stuff all the time. So yeah, I could use some uptime, some good positive energy time.
We're going to be bringing the good back, is what we're doing. Instead of bringing the sexy back, we're bringing the good back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, right?
And good is sexy. It's like the new sexy.
And
Yeah.
All right, then, my show is sexy. All right.
There you go. We'll make it that way. Put her on your show. It will be.
Oh, no, you don't want to put me on your show. I actually would like to be on an episode or two, maybe. Just because I like to talk to positive people, too.
Yeah, why not? And I'll have to put you together with Sheena, who's got a daily show here, and she's got also a show once a week called Raising the Vibration. And it's all about, she started this since the election. She felt that, you know, there was a lot of political fallout and stuff, and she just wanted a feel-good type of, like, mm-hmm. positive stuff. So Sounds similar. You guys can go on each other's shows.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You'll have a great time. So, and that's what the station's about. It's about, you know, connecting people. I can't tell you how many connections people have made here already, whether amongst themselves, the hosts or the guests, and everything like this. Often people walk in here, they're like, hey, what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. You know, they know somebody else.
Right.
So, yeah, we're pretty much almost like the whorehouse of the town where everybody meets.
Yeah. Yep. Glory holes and all.
Well, I had more like the Wild West in mind, but okay.
Oh, we're so inappropriate.
Wow.
We just want to make, we always joke around, we just want to make sure people are awake. Are you guys paying attention? It's me and Sam are out of pocket 90% of the time.
Yeah, that's true, right? Mm-hmm. They have to pay attention for sure. But for those of you that always listen, and those of you who are not around yet, we're going to be streaming some Facebook Live starting probably tomorrow or the next day. You guys will be able to look into the studio and see all the stuff that Danny does behind your back that you don't know.
Like pick my nose.
But it'll be fun and people can see the guests and everything. So always trying to move forward with the technology and what we can offer, you know, because in business, if you sit back and relax, you're going to fall back, you know.
Right.
Because everything is constantly moving forward, you know. So I feel constantly, what can we do better? What can we add? What can we, you know, how can we be better?
It's that, and that everlasting, you know, change that has to take place all the time.
It really does. You know, everything around us progresses so fast that we have to also. You know, you can't sit on your laurels and say, hey, I made it, you know, because the next day something else is going to come along.
Or somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. So, well, we only have a few minutes left, folks. Sometimes I like to ask the guests, when I say God, what comes to mind for you in your life, your outlook on life?
That's really God. Deep, Sam.
I know. I like that, though, because I'm very curious, because everybody's got very interesting perspective.
Eternity, inspiration. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
Inspiration. Okay, but that's kind of like trying to skirt the issue here. I'm trying to ask
Thanks,
you,
Sam, I appreciate
do you think
that.
There's God? Do you believe in one in your life? So you have, God is in your life.
Yes.
And to you, it's a personal God, a God that you talk to, you pray to.
Yes.
And intervenes in your life and other people's lives too.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So so you're a traditional, let's say, traditional what, Christian?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. So I, you see, I like people that have incorporated, that feel about God in that way, because we can never prove what it is, you know, and what there is and who there is and all that stuff. But the thing is, I look at it this way. If we just die and nothing happens, then nothing happens. You don't care, right? And if something does happen after we die, you better do it the right way, right?
That is very
in this
true.
Life.
Yeah, that's very true.
Right. But I don't happen to believe there is punishment and rewards and all that. That's my. I look more at God as this incredible, incomprehensible intelligence that that put all of this together. You know, because when you think about it, in the universe, you never have things in order going into chaos. From chaos going into order, it's only the other way around. You know, if there's order in the universe, it can go into chaos. But you don't see like a cup of coffee being put together by the universe. So what I'm saying, somehow,
this is really
there's
deep,
a
Sam.
Creator. I know, but I like deep shit. Come on, deep shit.
I was like, you lost me at chaos like
okay.
20 minutes ago.
No. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. This can disintegrate, right? If I put it like, if I break this.
If you put
this,
it in a fire.
Right. It can disintegrate, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when it's disintegrated, it can go back to being a cup, right? Not by itself. Somebody has to do it.
Someone has to make it, yeah.
Right. Thank you. That's what I mean.
You're welcome, Sam. I got your back.
So somebody had to create the order in the universe. But at any rate, instead of asking you, I'm talking.
Yeah.
What about you, Craig? Do you what place does God play in your life?
I was entertained there by the Socratic method. That was pretty impressive. You know, I grew up in a Christian family. Always have went to church. Maybe didn't so much when I was in college, but you know,
right.
Got right back to it. And I think, like a lot of people, you know, you get married, and then you have kids, and then all of a sudden that becomes much more important to you.
That's true, right? Shit. Until you have to start dealing with death. And then
oh my God,
people
Sam.
Go back to...
You're bringing everyone's mood down to
I'm
the ground.
Not,
yes,
I'm not.
You are.
I'm being...
down to the ground.
Okay, let's bring him up, okay? With vagina talk,
yeah,
right?
No.
We don't want to talk about the sealed vagina, though,
no.
Because that's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
But you know what's funny is on the Israeli channel that my mom watches, sometimes I'm there and I see it, there's a guy whose name is Dan Penis. And
like legitimately?
Yeah, penis. But in Hebrew, it doesn't mean what it means in English. You know, it doesn't.
But you
really
pronounce it the same.
Right, you pronounce it the same. So imagine when he comes here and you have to pronounce it to American people, they're like, "Oh my God!" You know,
I would lie.
What
I bet it's penis.
Yeah, you know, like soft penis or something. You know.
I can't. Did you ever get your mom flowers for Valentine's Day?
I sure did.
I didn't have to remind
did
you.
Did I say I was going to?
No, I had to remind you in the morning, and you're like, hey, send me a text. But
oh,
you did
okay.
It all by yourself.
I did it all by myself. You know what?
Look
red
at
roses,
you.
And they actually flourished, okay?
Aww.
They were, like, so nice, and they're still, a week later,
yeah.
Almost, they're still bright and everything.
I can't believe
so
Valentine's
like
Day
it.
Was a week ago.
Yeah. Did you get anything for Valentine's?
No, Sam, obviously
no.
Not.
Well, I don't know.
You know what?
Maybe
I stayed
somebody.
Home and cleaned my apartment.
Okay,
and then
cool.
I went to bed. I was like, you're such
did
a loser.
Did that depress you? Really? You called yourself a loser? Come
yeah.
on. You're too hard
I couldn't
on
even
yourself,
get a date
you know?
For Valentine's Day.
You're too hard on
I should
yourself.
Auction it off. Like, who wants to take me out for dinner? It's gonna
well,
be
do people
a $1,000.
Do the people that you want to take you out, do they know you're available?
I mean,
do they know you exist?
The people that I want?
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to take me out. I'm not attracted to anyone, really.
Okay, then don't be... Then you're not a
and
loser.
The guys that do want to take me out, I'm like, ugh, pukey. Like, it is like I could entertain it for the one dinner, but that, like, for instance, I went out on Sunday to a day party, and uh-huh. There was a guy there that really liked me. And we were all in a group, so I didn't mind, like, entertaining it. Like, he paid for my dinner or whatever. But then he proceeded to, like, want to see me yesterday and, like, uh-huh. Take me for lunch and then come over after he took me for lunch. And I'm like, no. Like,
yeah.
I'm not interested. It was fine when we were in a group setting.
Right.
But I'm not going to date you.
Oh, wow.
And you slept with my friend, you weirdo.
Oh, now he wants to sleep with you.
Yeah, basically. Like, people actually do that. Can you believe that?
Go out with one, then sleep with their friend.
And then think that you're actually going to sleep with them,
yeah, that's
too.
Kind of freaky. And then I can't believe some of the things that people are weird.
Yeah, like my girlfriend,
that's all I can say.
My girlfriend
weird.
Slept with him and his best friend.
Yeah.
So now he wants to sleep with me. So I'm like, it's probably just because she did the same thing, but I'm not like a normal chick. Like, I actually like monogamy and you to take me out in like 10 dates before
yeah.
You get in these pants.
Good for you. That's the way to do it. You know, and then, boy, do they appreciate it at that point.
No, they probably like sleep with me and then never talk to me again because that's what's happened.
After 10 dates?
Mm-hmm. I feel like girls that sleep with dudes on the first date have more successful relationships than me and I wait.
Not necessarily.
No, literally.
No, I don't think so. Well, I don't know what kind of relationships
we'll
they have. But as a man, I can tell you that if you make me wait, the thing is, if I really want you, I will wait.
Right.
And if I don't, then I'll just leave.
Then what happens when the waiting's over and you finally got it? You're probably like on to the next.
No, not necessarily at all. What if it's great? You know, what if it's great?
Yeah,
some
guess.
Guys,
I'm
it's
so
like,
negative, you guys.
Yeah, maybe they don't get satisfaction out of being with one woman, so they want to be with many. But they'll never find that satisfaction if that's what they're looking for, you know, because they're looking to spread their seed as much as possible. You know, like they're programmed to do, and
right.
So they go from one female to another. You know?
I slept with my husband on our first date.
See?
Really?
Thank you.
Hook, line, and sinker.
So he stuck
he's
around.
Been with me for 34
yes.
years.
Wow.
I'm telling you, every single.
She left a mark.
Every single female that I know who has slept with a guy on a first date has had long ass relationships with him.
Oh.
But if I make them wait and it's emotional, they literally sleep with me and then they say, see ya.
So try that. Have you tried it?
No, because I don't want to date anyone right now. I'm not into anyone. But when I do, I'll probably just be like, oh, let's just have like this whole bottle of wine do it, you know? But I haven't had sex in almost 9 months.
Yeah.
10 months now.
But some people say they can't go without sex. But it's not a problem, right?
No, I don't care enough. I mean, I love sex, don't get me wrong, but I don't care enough to sleep with random strangers.
Right.
I like a hypochondriac, so every time I sleep with someone, I'm like, oh, God, I have chlamydia.
I've had times in my life where I went without sex for like a year maybe or something because I didn't want to date anyone.
Yeah.
You know.
It's harder for guys, for sure.
Think about it. You know, I mean, if you rely on another person to satisfy you all the time, then you're in bad shape because you can't be on your own. You can't be alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we got
to
run out.
My husband says to tell you that he was forced, that I forced him.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
no.
That's so funny.
You know, he had that one right away.
Well, she's a G for that. And look, she still got you.
Yeah. Hi, hubby. Nice to have you write in. I wish you would have called, but we're totally out of time now. All right. Heidi, tell people how they can find you on social media, your radio show. Do you want to be found at all?
I do want to be found. Okay. We've got milestonesradio.com. We have a Facebook page, a website, and we also have thornapplerivergroup.com too.
And they're all that name?
Milestones Radio is the best way to get a hold of us.
Yeah, so just Google that. You'll find them everywhere. And Craig, you the same way?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, they're a team, duh.
Well, yeah. But some people have personal pages if they wanted to.
Like you and I. We don't even have a page together.
That's true. We do.
I'm not important enough. It's fine.
Oh, shut up. You're right. You know what? She caught me at being lazy and forgetful. But you're right. I need to change the name on the pages. Would you remind me?
Well, we need to set up a photo shoot.
I'm still waiting for a friggin' picture for you for the wall.
I've sent this email to him like 17 times and he's like...
All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.